Oh, my God, I have a star calling this program, a famous man, an author with a new book out. Ah, it's Sam Cedar. Sam is calling from, I guess, New York or Hollywood or Cannes. Or where are you tonight? You guys who are...
Mike, as you know, as a fellow liberal, I heard your call to Arnold.
Yeah,
and as you know, I'm flying on my corporate jet. Burning up fuel right now.
That's right. That's right.
I'm actually circling over the eastern seaboard of the country.
Yeah.
On my way to an environmental rally. But I want to say I heard your conversation with Arnold, and I heard you out yourself. I just wanted to say I still have a residency in Massachusetts, and I wanted to ask you to marry me.
Oh, Sam!
Yeah.
Sam, that's so sweet.
To be your best man.
Well, what about Janine?
Well, she could be, she could be our best man too.
Well, that'll work.
That was fantastic. I just had to call you. That guy was a very interesting fellow.
Oh my God! Even when you agree with them, they can't accept it.
No.
You know, I admit I'm a communist queer who likes to eat living children or whatever fantasy he had in his mind. And I said, okay, yes, you're right. But even that wasn't good enough. He couldn't accept it. Oh, God.
No, you know, because he's not even fighting with you. He's fighting with himself.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Mike, I just wanted to say hi.
Well, how are book sales going?
The book sales are actually going well. To be honest with you, I'm shocked.
Well, don't be. The name of Sam's book, for those of you who might not listen to Majority Report like you're supposed to, is FUBAR. You all know what FUBAR means. I'd like to say it, but I can't, or I would lose my job. Sam has a new book out. You've got to read it. You've got to. Where do they get? Just go to the usual underworld sources to buy this, right?
Exactly.
And it comes at. It does come with an ounce of illegal cocaine, too, doesn't it?
That's right, of course.
Because, you know, it's
every book with MDMA.
It's a book written by a liberal, so you probably have pictures in there of the inverted Christ, right?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Being eaten by snakes.
It's basically a satanic manual.
Oh, good. Good.
And we put a spell on it, and every time someone buys a copy,
yeah,
a conservative soils himself.
Oh, my goodness,
love
it!
Yes, we had it. It was. I don't know if you heard the other night, but the stock of the people who make Depends undergarments,
yeah,
has gone up significantly.
Oh, that's Sam. Then it's
because you know we do voodoo.
Yes,
we do the voodoo.
Yes, I know. It's working. The liberal plot to destroy the world has almost been fulfilled.
Absolutely. I mean, most of these books are laden with radioactive material.
Oh, well, I know, what's his name? The guy that's on Noon to Three, Al Franken. I know his books are radioactive. I think the ink that goes in there is made from depleted uranium.
That's correct, of course. Well, it's all part of the plot. Maybe we've said too much.
I think we probably have. Sam, good to hear from you, and I do hope the book goes well. Go buy Sam Cedar's book, FUBAR. You got to read this. Oh, by the
way, doing great, Mike.
When do I get my free copy?
It's coming. I'm still writing the signing page.
Okay, well, just make sure it's not one of those that has anthrax sprinkled in each, you know, in the spine of the book. Okay,
no,
those are for the right wingers.
Exactly.
All right, Sam, take
Thanks,
care.
Mike.
All right, take care. All right. When you get called by a New York radio personality like Sam Cedar, you are home free.
Yeah, because we're not New York radio personalities.
No, we're not. Thanks, Air America. Thanks for selling my ass off. I really appreciate it.
You're playing the evil mic again, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.